They all wanted to come, but I held off the rabble with promise that you will be down to see them tomorrow, Eilif said. He gazed from the sea and shifted his brown eyes, pleaded Callan, who would only grin wider. Well then, I suppose I'll have to be down first thing in the morning, won't I? How's that sound, Rind? Rind was already nodding. Promise? Rind asked around her thumb. Smiling, Callan removed the white Elding bracelet from her wrist and slipped it onto Rind's. I promise, Callan whispered, as Rind settled back down, turning the bracelet over to study its intricate designs. How well did the supplies last? Callan asked, gazing up at the dwindling crescent moon. We made them last, Eilif assured her, and pulled his eyes from the sky. You've already done more than your share, Callan. I can always do more, she said, as the crescent vanished behind a wall of thick cloud. Returning to the sitting room, Callan sat herself in the chair stationed in front of her desk, ensuring she could still see the sea in the distance. Eilif followed right behind as Callan shifted Rind into a better position on her lap. Kaiwin? The child pulled her thumb from her mouth, long enough to pop her head onto Callan's chest. Can you tell me a story? Her large eyes looked up at Callan and waited. A story? Callan shifted a glance to Eilif, who could only grin in response as he made himself comfortable against the wall. Well, only if you promise to go to sleep. Rind nodded and stared off into nothing and listened, waiting for Callan to begin. The fire crackled and popped against the breeze of a sea air, and Callan exhaled, finding her temporary peace within. She thought for a moment and looked to the sky looming over her balcony. The cloud shifted again, revealing the moon's crescent, and then, with a soft grin on her lips, Callan began the children's riddle. Hukimbil chased the moon with waters from Beaker's well. Upon their shoulders they did share Simul the pole and Seg. Many, they cried and chased the sky, from Brigger whence we came, to water the earth and water your drink and water the seas with rain. Rind nestled closer into Callan and closed her eyes, filled with dreams as Callan continued. Heidi looked back and scowled ahead, but Manny gave no reply, for Hugi took and bent his crook and Bill was taken thereafter. Hugi and Bill still chased the moon from Brigger whence they came, to water the earth and water the drink and water the seas with rain. The hearth fire crackled, and Callan risked a glance down to the sleeping Rind. Her thumb hung lazily in her mouth. Without a word they sat there, the two of them as Rind slept, listening only to the winds and waves of the sea, and the crackling hearth fire as they took in the warm scent of the feast downstairs. And for that moment, for that breathless moment, everything seemed right with the world.